Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it's a wonderful day to be alive in Jesus. Amen.
Praise God, yes. And we're excited because Dr. Rebecca Polis is going to finish up the message that she has been sharing on the air here over the last few days. And we're excited. Beyond the Open Door was the conference title this year. And I like that as a slogan myself. You know, I use that every day because beyond that open door that the Lord showed back in July of last year, there's open doors and then beyond that an open gate or a portal that's going to lead us into a far more deeper, meaningful Christian life.
Amen. Well, and she talked about shutting the door because some things can't go with you into the next season.
That's right. That's right.
There are people that can't go with you into the next season.
Yeah.
And so there are some things we've got to shut the door to.
That's right.
You know, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind.
Behind. That's exactly right. We need to leave the things behind our behind.
I can see in the title of another sermon, Behind
the
Open Door. Oh, man, you're bad. You're real bad. I think maybe you and I need to go for right now and let's talk to Rebecca, kind of bring this back up.
Prepare a table for you. So glad you made it. So nice to see you. In case you didn't notice,
you are welcome here.
Yes, you are. You are welcome here. There's no resistance
in this
house.
Makes a person whole is when they know that unconditional love of Jesus Christ. When you know that, when you know that, you know the old saying, how much did he love me? You know that. But, oh, it's so real. And it's so true. And to know that experientially in our life every day, and to apply it every day, the moment that you do something goofy and you feel embarrassed, right then and there to say, oh, Jesus, I'm so glad you love me. I may look like an idiot to everybody else, but you're going, oh, you little darling. He loves me unconditionally. When I preach good, when I don't preach good. Oh, yeah, that one used to rack me out. I used to go home and curl up in a fetal position and pull a sheet up over me. For one thing, there was a real bad spirit in that area. But that would cause you, I mean, it was just a bam, bam, bam. You don't believe, you shouldn't preach here. You're a woman. You shouldn't preach here. You shouldn't preach here. And every day I had to go home. I'd curl up for a while, and then I'd come out of there going, shut up. I'll preach forever. You'll never shut me up. Never will you shut me up. I'll preach till Jesus takes me home. I will. I will. I will. It's my right. It's my privilege. It's my responsibility. And so in all of that, you know, whether I preach good or whether I preach bad is not the issue. You know, the issue is I'm preaching. That's the thing. I'm making a headway. I'm parting the waters. I'm going through the mountain, not around it or over. I'm going through it. Praise God. So, you know, but I have to get my identity from Jesus himself. And I have to cut out this mosaic of other videos on the inside of me. This collage of the videos of even, you know, did you ever preach? How many of you in here are preachers? How many of you really preached a bad sermon? I mean, it was stunk. It just stunk. I mean, you just went home and went, wow. Well, you know, even Marilyn Nikki preached some of those one time. She was saying she went to a conference and it was so bad that when she left, the pastor said, that was interesting. But I loved it because God said, don't you dare say a word. And she went in to her office and they said, how was the service? And she said, they were great. And she went in her office and shut the door, and she refused to say it was a bad sermon. And about 2 weeks later, that lady, she didn't sell the tape either. About 2 weeks later, she took them all back home with her. That lady called her up and said, I don't understand this, but everybody wants your tapes. Because she just stood on the word, because it isn't about us preaching. It's about him being lifted up, getting the glory, and the word of God doing its work in people's life. Amen. Hallelujah. So dealing with the things of the presence, you know, we got to make sure we're not getting entangled again. And sometimes if we don't have that mosaic cleared out, it causes us to want to get our value and our worth from being a workaholic, from serving, you know, overboard in the church even, you know. But I got to, it causes us, it's like a baker's cup. It, you know, a baker goes around with his little cup like this and he says, can I have the, Can I have a quarter? Can I have a dime? Can I have a dollar? Can I have this? Can I have that? And when you and I don't know who we are in God, it's like we're taking our little cup. Do you see any value in me? And somebody drops a quarter in there and they say, oh, yeah, you're nice. You're good. You know, and then you go over here. Do you see any value in me? And somebody else puts in a dollar bill. Wow, because they say, I just love you. I think you're sharp. You're cute. You know, and every compliment is another quarter, another 50-cent piece, another dollar, another $5. But the cup never gets filled. It's always empty. It just drops right on through because there's no filling it up because we, the vessel, are broken. And the vessel has to be put together so that it can contain the Spirit of God and the glory of God. The videos have to be shut down. They have to be cast off or cast out. Jesus is so concerned about us as women today. You know, I want you to see, there was never a woman that Jesus came in contact with whose standard of living was not raised in some way. Oh, my. You know, I'll never forget when I met him. And I was 98 pounds, and I had red hair, and I was crazy and drank and did drugs and did crazy things. And I met him. And he was so incredible. I fell so in love with him. I didn't care. I told John, I said, hey, you want to live the way you're living? You go ahead, but I'm living the way I'm living, and I'm leaving. And if you don't want to leave with me and leave that lifestyle, you can stay here. Now, I love that man a lot, but I love Jesus more. And I am not compromising the gospel for John, or not that he would ever want me to, but for I had to settle that years ago. What if he doesn't live for God? I'm going to live for God anyway. Ladies, it's the only way to live is to have an uncompromising commitment to Jesus Christ. Because your mate, your boyfriend, nobody else died for you but Jesus did. He'll be the best lover of your soul. He'll be the best friend you've ever had. He'll communicate. He gives us wisdom. I'm just so eternally grateful for him. I think about how he was there and he was hot and thirsty that day. He was up in Samaria. He wanted something to eat. He sent the disciples away. Here comes this woman. He's got a word of knowledge working on the inside of him. He knows this woman's had 5 husbands. He says, "You got something to drink?" He was going to drink out of the same jug she drank out of. Did you get that? I mean, you want to drink after some prostitute? You want to drink after somebody that's had 5? He was going to drink after the same cup that she drank out of. What love. What value he added to her life. You know, Jewish men didn't even talk to Samaritan women then. What value he added to her life just by doing that. By asking her for a drink. She was freaked out. She didn't know what in the world to think. And then when he said, "Yeah, well, actually, you've had 5 husbands." Well, she got a whole new purpose in life right then. I got to go tell somebody. Woman evangelist was birthed right then and there. Wow. She said, "I got to talk." How about then the woman that was caught in adultery? How about her? I mean, you know, I always wondered, where was that guy? I mean, you can't commit adultery by yourself. Did you get that? I mean, what's the deal here? Where was the man? How come she was the only one dragged publicly through the streets and brought into that council of men? Where was he? Yeah. See why I needed saved? Wow. But, you know, he didn't. He did not in any way demean him, her, demoralize her. He didn't. He just said, "Go and sin no more." I mean, he could have read her the riot act. "I know what you did. I know what you've been doing. I know who you were with the last 12 times. You know, when are you going to stop that?" He could have been so ugly. Do you know what I mean? But he wasn't. He just said, "Go and sin." He said, "Where are they that condemn me? Well, they're all gone." Well, then you go and sin no more. Just like, how gracious, how loving, amazing. What about the woman then that was bent over for 18 years? You know, those other men, they were operating under the same covenant, the Abrahamic covenant that he was operating under. He didn't do anything as the Son of God. He did it all by, you know, walking underneath the Abrahamic covenant. Any of those people in that temple could have healed that woman, and they did not. They allowed her to go for 18 years like this. But when he saw her, he said, "Ought not this woman whom Satan has bound these 18 years, this daughter of Abraham, ought not she be healed?" Yes, Jesus, we all ought to be healed in here. Amen. All right. Then he used women in his parables. I want you to think of this, because men didn't use women in teaching back in those days. Women themselves were not taught at any great measure. And yet, he used women to teach. He used women in his parable, the persistent women with the unresponsive judge. He talked about women having dynamic character. He added value to their lives. He said, "Look at this woman. Look at the persistence. Look at the no give up attitude that she's got. Wow, this woman is good." You know? And then what about the one who lost the coin? He validated her. He said, "Man, she was looking for that which was lost." Look at the way he was teaching those men. Don't you know those men were going, You know, I mean, you know, thank God if our men are the way they are today. We love you, men. Amen. Everybody love their men? Amen. Brothers in Christ, yeah. Then about, what about the one who put the leaven in the bread? See, he used women to teach. Man, he put so much value. I want you to know how valuable you are to him tonight. You're valuable to him. I'm sorry for what anybody's ever done to you. Whether it was a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, an aunt, an uncle, a mom, a dad, a mate, I don't care who it was, a stranger, I'm sorry for anything that's ever been done to you that caused you pain, that hurt your self-concept, that caused you to doubt your value and your worth. I am sorry. I stand here as a representative of Jesus Christ tonight telling you, I'm sorry. He's saying to you tonight, none of that was ever my will. I'm sorry that it was done to you. And he wants the mosaic, that mosaic cast away from you. He wants those videos shut down. But we have to be willing to shut the door. You know, there are different kinds of doors. For example, there are revolving doors, and that's what we do sometimes. We get in the revolving door and we start going around. And we shut the thing, you know, we shut the video down, we turn the video on, we go around, we shut it off, we turn it on. We got to get off the revolving door. Then there are stable doors. There are Dutch doors where the top is open, you know, but the bottom's shut. And so we just stand there and we don't participate anymore in the things of the past, but we look at them. We smell them, we see them, we don't touch them. But we remember the sensation of those things. Then there are French doors, where French doors, you know, they're filled with panes of glass. You know, they're not open, so we're not having as much contact with the videos of the past or the destructive thoughts or the desires of today. But we're still watching them. We're still allowing them to influence our decisions. And God's saying, I want it stopped. I want you free to go in to the next place.
Oh God, you're high above all the nations, dominion beyond the sky. Yours is the name, filled with power and majesty. We arrive.
sing your praise. We sing.
One brave woman was abducted by a stranger, fought for her own freedom, and found peace after the trauma.
Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. You delivered me from the violent man. Hmm. And he did. And because he did that for me then, I had to put that same trust into everyday living, everyday moving. He stopped him from doing his deeds to me then. He gave me the strength to overcome then, and that he was going to give me the strength to overcome now.
Deborah Sprague is our special guest for this month's He's Alive coaching CD entitled Trade in Fear for Your Future. Hear how Deborah found freedom from trauma after suffering at the hands of an abductor. Today she is free and sharing that testimony with our partners. For your love gift of $15 or more, ask for it when you write He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.
Well, you know, this is exciting, Sharon. Dr. Rebecca finished up this message today about leaving those things behind us in the past, those things that hinder us from running the race that the Apostle Paul says that we have been called to run.
I think if we just saw the plan that God has for us, the future he desires for us, I believe it would help us say, yes, I can shut the door to some things so I can go into the new season that God has for me. But so many people, they want to hold on to what's in that room and try to go into the next room. Or they want to, and there's things you can't take with you. And so thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I recently shared a message at the Lighthouse about the Bible word of faith, the definition of that from the Word of God in Romans 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is very nigh unto you. It's in your mouth, and then it's in your heart.
Yeah,
that is the word of faith which we preach. When you preach something, you're saying something with your mouth.
That's right.
You can reel in your destiny by calling it into existence with your mouth. Say unto that mountain that is in front of you. You got rid of the things behind you, but say unto the mountain that's in front of you, be removed, be cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart with your faith wavering, but whatsoever things that you shall speak when you believe, they're going to come to pass. And that's what happens when we put our past behind us.
Yes, yes. Would you pray before we go today?
Father, thank you that your word is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Speaking about direction for the future, it gives us, the word does, direction for the present day that we live in. And then for the futuristic days ahead, because it is a light unto our path. Now, you also said that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. You're burning brightly in all of our listeners today. But there's some problems there, Lord, in the soulish realm, the mind, the will, and the emotions that trouble them. As well as us who have went through severe problems in times past, we've shut the door to that. Now, in Jesus' name, set every listener free that's troubled or vexed right now in their spirit. And we thank you and praise you by adding praise and thanksgiving to what we've been praying about until the manifestation takes place on this end of the line.
Thank you,
Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, if anyone wants to hear any of the previous programs on Connected, all they have to do is go to the archives at he'salive.net and download them, and they can listen to them.
That's right.
And once again, if you want the entire package of Women of Valor, you can go to worldlighthouse.org.
That's right.
And you can order them online or call during business hours at 301-895-3868. It's been fun, Tim.
Yeah, it's been a blessing listening to Dr. Rebecca Paulus.
Amen.
thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.